when a person lekatchila set aside maybe two oshem tolis, set aside shnei shamis lachrayis for a guarantee that just in case one gets lost, allows the other one to bring. For his chata biyachas mem, and he taika brought one of them for his korban oshem toli. In such a case, the sheni, the second one, would be yirah chistayit. The second one would have a kedusha on it, even though now he finds out that he did not do the chet. Still, the kedusha would remain on the second one. And therefore, the answer is you have to wait till it becomes a bal mum, and then v'yimocha, then you can sell it. And v'yiplo dom of l'nadava, and with the money, you bring a nadava. My time, why does Rav Meir agree here to the Rabbanan in this case that the kedusha is chal? Now you found out you did not do the chet? Because ad kan l'plig Rav Meir leyim, the Rabbanan winner. Now, Mishnah, does Rav Meir argue on the Rabbanan? El mishum t'la goli daite. He doesn't tell us clearly that it's really bothering him in his heart. The pshat is he had a suffix whether he did the chet or not, so he did what he was supposed to. He said a sara nashim toli, but we don't see it was really bothering him. Therefore, we say he was only magnishing on the fact that he did the suffix chet. When he finds out that he did not do the chet, then it's like he was never magnishing. The kedusha is parka, it was never a hegish betois. Avin hocha boru here, this case over here, michti, let's see. Really, you only have to bring just one Hashem Toli. My time, how come this person, Afrish Trakim, he set aside two Kabbonis, two Hashemas over here? It must be the Savi, he feels like this. If I lose one, I want to have my Kapora. Like it bothers me a lot, I want to make sure I have my Kapora. So if I lose one, I want to make sure I have the Kapora on the other one. Bidich Chavrei. When the goalie died at Liba Noikva, since he's Megaladat, as his heart bothers him, is Hoyol Vechein, Hoyol Gomer Behektish. Then the story is that he was Makdashit no matter what. When he first set aside these two Oshem Tolis, he meant that the Kedusha should be Chal no matter what. So even though later we find out that Ivade did not do the Chet, here Rav Meir would agree the Kedusha is on it. Just since you can't use it now, you'll have to wait till it becomes a Bamuv and then you can be part of it. Yet another more says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Moedim Chachom to Rabbi Meir. Chachom would also agree to Rabbi Meir, but the Kedusha is not here, goes off. V'yoshem Toli. In the case, let's say that first you had a suffix, you did a chet. In other words, let's say two Eidim said that you ate one of these two pieces, and one of these two pieces was treif. So it's a suffix whether you did a chet or not. So, and then, Shehus Mu'edav. Then later, another two Eidim came and was mazim the first two Eidim and said the first two Eidim alayis. Like you, Manu Yisim, you with us, someplace else, you don't know what happened. So now it comes out that the person never did the chet. So in such a case, even the Chum would agree, the Yotzev Yiro Beidah. That even the Chum would agree in this case, now even though he was first Makdish Yisroshim Toli, because even though the person himself thought he never did the chet, but if two Eidim told me he does it, he did it, so he listened to them. But now when he finds out the Tuvei de Malai is, the Kedusha is not Chal. It's a Hegdish Toys. Why? My timer? Like this. Ah, kam loy pligi Rabban alei. When does Rabban and the Mishnah argue on Rabbi Meir? El hechadi afreshei api atzmoi. Only if the person set aside by himself his own Hashem Toli. There we said the person has his own doubt, and now he realizes he ate one of two pieces that was treif. So it was a chalif. For Yarmina, we say, Libay Noikva, the Pshat is bothering his heart, his heart bothers him. So therefore, Menasev now is Gomer Makna completely. Aval Heicha, the Apiyedim Afreshev, in the case where he himself never thought that he ate the Chalif. It's only two Eidim told him that he ate the Safi Chalif. Then, Lehevi Samech Alay the Eidim, he wasn't really Samech upon the Eidim so much, because he himself knows he did not eat it. So he feels, even though now the two Eidim are telling him, I have to listen to them, but he always feels he has back in his head, the Sobar, Du Mas Acherim Umazmilu. Like, who really said these Eidim are telling the truth? I think not like that. And he always thinks that maybe there will come another two pair of Eidim that will be Mazim, the first two. So therefore, even though he satisfied the Korban Hashem Toli, it was only Kozman, he doesn't know that he did not do the Chet. But now that he finds out he for sure did not do the Chet, Avadi never meant to be Makdashit, the Kedusha is like was never Chal. Here, another more says, Mosiv Rav has a question like this. It says, when the Mishnah, Shor HaNiskalei Nokein, in the case where we built in Paskin that this Shor killed a person, so the locker is we have to stone the Shor, and then we found out that no, it's not true, the Shor did not kill somebody. So says the Mishnah, Yimach Lanispev Bezdin did not stone the shore yet. As the Yotzev Rabbeid, everybody agrees that the shore is Mutter Bano. The Rechidah, what's the case talking about in the Mishnah? You know, if you want to tell him with the Yotzev Beit Shrei Yamri Horik. First, what happened was two Eidim came to Bezdin and said that this shore killed somebody. And therefore Bezdin passed on that the shore is Chayiv Schilo. And then what happened was, U Beit Shrei Yamri, another two Eidim come and say, Loi Horag, know that this shore did not kill a person. If so, that's the case of the Mishnah. So why do we say the shore is Mutav Anom? My Chos is the Sayas of Basroi. Who told you to listen to the second prayer of Eidim? Sayas Dula Kamoi, maybe listen to the first two. So you don't know who to listen to. So since Bezdin already passed and the shore is a shore in Iskol, why should it take it away? The Chur Bezdin has no right to take away the Psak. So why does the shore should remain also Banor? That can't be the case of the Mishnah. El Olav isn't the case of the Mishnah talking about. And Allah, the Eidi Hazama, he's talking about now where first two Eidim said the shore killed a man. So Bezdin passed in the Chayes Chilo. And then two Eidim said about the first two pair of Eidim, Iman Ho Yisem, you're with us. So that's why now Bezdin believes the second one and not the first one. Therefore the shore in Iskal is Mutta, it's Mutta Bano. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. It should come out in the Kavos like Gabi Yashim Toli. Then in the ratio of the Mishnah, it talks about somebody brought a Nashim Toli. The Kur is talking about the exact same case also. B'yeda Hazoma, that even though it was first two Eidim that said you wait to suffer Chedif, then another two Eidim said, Hazoma, no, the first two were with us, still the Mishnah says that the Machlekesh Ramei and Chachamim. O Pligi, and you see that the Chom argue, even in the case of Hazoma, that they all that it does remain with its Kedusha. So of course, not like Rav just got finished saying. It's not like Rav, it's just not like Rav Yehud, it's not like Rav Yehud Amarav, I mean. It's not like Rav Yehud Amarav that he says, that Chom would agree to Rav Meir by Eid Hazama. That's Rav's Kasher on him, because it's Mashmuna. Mishnah is talking about Hazama. And still the Mishnah says that the Chom argue on Rav Meir. Samura says, no. Omlai Abai, Abai can answer back Rav, and answer the Pshat of Yudah Marav is like this. Omlai Abai, Vidil Memei Bishor Anisk, you know what the case is talking about? Hoch Hechidomi, Kegoin, Shebo Hora Baraglov. Not that Eid Hazama, but the case was first two Eidim said that this shore killed Ruvain. And Bezdin passed on the shore of Chayiv Schilo. Then later this Ruvain himself comes into Bezdin. So therefore, there's no shayla. We see clearly the guy's alive. So that's how we know the first Eidim are liars. And therefore the shore is Mutter. In Sod Kavos, a similar case would be, Kabi Yoshim Toli, will be the case, we're going to Hukru Chaticha. That first you ate one of two pieces, and you had a doubt which piece you ate. Then later, the second piece that's around, we see clearly that's the chalif. We recognize it later that that's the chalif. So now we know the piece that you ate was mutter. So you want to tell me that's the case of the Mishnah, and that's the case that you chum hold, that the Yashim Tali still has his kedusha, even though you found out now. But at the beginning it was Liba Nikvai, so you meant to be Makdash no matter what. Abba, what should come out though? What do you want to tell me though? But the case was two Eidim that said he ate the Sefer Chalev. And that's why he was Mafresh to Yashim Toli. Loi, Bepluk to Yashim Toli, Shuz Muedov. I will hech the Afresh to Yashim Toli, Pi Eidim Loi, and I can only say that's the answer. According to Vidom Marav, the Mishnah is not talking about that case. And the case where it was, I'll Pi to Eidim, and then the Chum would agree to Rabbi Meir, that if we find out later, Eidi Azomam, that he was never marked the shit. And the Beim Attacker is regular Chulut. And I can only Sakhani Bishaka Yehuda Marav in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Beplug Darshim Tol Shuz Muedov, that you have no real of Tol Machloikis. Rashi said, Beplugta, Kiech de Pligi Rav of Rabbi Yehuda Liel, to Yama Moedek Chom Beyashim Tol Shuz Muedov, or Polagna Rav, and we just got finished saying that Yehuda Marav says that the Chomim agreed to Rabbi Meir by Eidi Hazama. And Ravash said no, Rav held Ether Kashman, him no. To see it's a machleik, so Yehuda Marav and Rava, by Eidi Hazama, that the Chum agree to Rabbi Meir or not. So Gemara says, just like it's a machleik, it's Yehuda and Marav and Rava, by Oshem Toli, Shuzmu, Edov, Ishno, who then is another machleik also? That Reb Lezu Haimar, it's another machleik also, the same machleik. That it's a machleik as Reb Lezu and Rabbi Yechanan. That Reb Lezu Haimar, Harei keminchas kinois, Reb Lezu holds that a case where you brought Yoshim Toli because of Eidim, and then to Eidim were mazim them, so it's mamish like a minchas kinois. The Tanya would learn like this: Nimtzu Eidim Zaymin, the case where first two Eidim said the Isha had stiru with a man, so they made her into a Saita, so she has to bring a Minchas Kenoi, she has to bring a Minchas Saita. And then later two Eidim said about the first two Eidim, Imanu Yisem, they were Mazim the first two Eidim. In such a case, Allah is clearly Minchas Ateitze Lechunen, that the Mincha goes out to Chunen, she was only Maktish the Mincha, and it's not she had stira. But we found that Eidim Zaymin, so Rabbi, she never meant to be Maktish to the Mincha, so the Mincha goes out to Chulin. So bless all, the same thing would be by Noshim Toli. So that's like a view of Rav Svara, that by Noshim Toli, if two Eidim said he did the Sofer Chet, and then another two Eidim said he Monu Yisa made him into Azamam, so even the Chum would agree the Kedusha is bottle, he never meant to be Maktish it. So that's like a view of Rav Svara. That's where bless holds. But Rabbi Yechon says no, in the case of Noshim Toli, is Yiro Archistavu, mashma like Rabbi said, that even in the case of Eidim Zemimim, still the Chum hold, it has Kedusha on it. And you could only use it after it became a Bamum and you prayed it. And therefore, Yiro let it pasture in the fields, Archistavu comes a Bamum, V'yamorcha, you sell it, V'yipul Domel Nadova, and you'll be able to sell it for Nadova. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonon, Aka question, why doesn't he say that Ma'ilam Minchas Knois? Like, what's the difference between two Eidim and Eidim Hazama by Noshim Toloi or by Mincha Saita? How come by Mincha Saita everybody agrees that the Mincha is Gold Lechulin? And how come Rabbi Yochanan says by Noshim Toloi that even though there's Eidim Hazama, here still we say the Korban has Kedusha? Why? So it says like this. Loidami, Minchas Kenoyis Lelecha Porakasia. That the Saita has to bring a mincha, it's not really for a kapora. Elo levar oven is coming to make clear to us whether she really did this nus or not. We have a doubt, maybe she has nus with another man, we don't know. So we tell her to bring the mincha, and through the mincha, the mehem orim, we'll have to see clearly whether it's emes or not, whether she lived or not. That's the purpose. Therefore, now that we find out the edim was zayimim, so that there's never a suffix here, so she to that mincha's bottle. She would never mark the shit like min a sofik. Ah, well, Hashem told him in a case where a person has two Eidim said he did a sofik het. To the kaporosi. That you markish the korban is because you want a kapora from the korban. Yeah, so here the svar is, mitarch shaliber noikvoid. Since your heart bothers you that maybe you did the het, even though you think not. But if two Eidim first told you you did, so liber noikvoid. The svar is, goimro makdisha, you goimro makdishit. So that's your biachin in svarim. That even though there's Eidi Hazom here, still you're meant to be Makdashit. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Krusvadoi, Omer Rebbe Yechanon, no, but Omer Rebbe Yechanon, that Shor HaNiskal, let's say first two Eidim said, your Shor killed a man. So death in Paschnas, you have to kill the Shor. Shuz Muedov, and then later we found out that the Eidim was Zaymimim, it's not true. So it says the Chiddush, that Kol HaMachzik Boi Zocha Boi, whoever wants to come and take the Shor now is allowed to. In other words, he holds, when Bezdin first paskened on the shore, that's the shore on his skull, the first owner, like, was Maskarit. He feels he has nothing to do with it anymore. So he's Maskarit. See, when the later Bezdin finds out that's not true, the Yedim was Zaymimim, and the shore is not Chayiv Misa, but the first owner was already Maskarit. And therefore, now whoever wants to come and be Zaycha could be Zaycha from it. So Moses says, Amar Rabba says, Mistavra time of Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning is right. Kegoin the Yamrulei, when two Eidim said to the owner, like, Nirva Shorai, that your Shor lived with a man, with somebody else. So two Eidim are saying your Shor, a Salabdok is when the Shor killed somebody. They hear the saying that the Shor had Znus. So therefore, the Shor is Chayiv Skila. So then later, when two Eidim come in Hazama, but the first time, when the Bailam first heard from the first Eidim, they believed those two Eidim, so they were Mafkar at the school of Hefka. Avulom, what's going to be if the first two Eidim said, Rav Asharai, who be Yatsumai, or Rav Asharai? Let's say the first two Eidim said that the owner lived with his own Shor, and therefore the two Eidim wanted to be Mechai of the Shor Skila, and then later the Eidim became Zemimim. So it comes out, really, it's not true the owner never lived with the Shor, but the owner knows this at the beginning. The Gemara says, "V'hu biyatzma made the idea the Lord Rav. He himself knows that he did not live with the Shor, like he knows he didn't do it. Yes, even though first two Eidim said you did, and he's not believed against two Eidim, but then for sure the svar is v'loy maskalei that the owner never meant to be Mavkir Rishor. Because even though, because of Tuwaid and Bezdin and Pasmas, Chayes Gila, but the owner realizes and feels, for Torah Chamaisiyadim, he'll always feel a go ahead and bring another Tuwaidim to be Mazim them. Therefore, the owner never meant to be Mavkir. Therefore, it's not called Hefkir. It's only if the first Tuwaidim said that Yeshur lived with somebody else. So the owner doesn't know it's true or not, so first the owner believed the Eidim. And by believing them, it's a numdana non-sadi, he meant to be mafker right then. So the hefker is chal, even the lady asked chazorah, charotah b'tzorat, he was mafker. Adamor says, umayshna, why is this different? Meyod the yomar rabo bar isi. Omer Rosh Lakish, name of Rosh Lakish, that what's going to be here, honey, dachas? That's a city where the Eidim said they worshipped Avodah Zarah. That means we have to burn up the whole city. And then later, Shuzmu Eidim, then later, another two Eidim came and said, the first two Eidim were Hazoma, were Imanu Yisim, are not true. So here the Locher is, Kolomachsek Bo Zochabo. Now there we did Locher is also, whoever comes and wants to be Zoicha now in the property, in the field, you're allowed to. As the Pshat is, when the first two Eidim Paskin at the shore, this city was near Nidachas, so Bezdin Paskin is now Tzchai Sreifa. So it's a swore, everybody's Mafka then a Chosim, because the field's going to be burnt anyway, to Masker it. And then later, when it comes out to be Eidim Zayimim, whoever wants to come and take it. So the question is why? Why don't I say that the first owner, that the owners realize they did not do the Chet of Avodah Zarah? So they should not be Mafkered either. So of course the Kashan of Yechanan. Samura says, no, I'll answer you, I'll tell you, Irani Dachas, the Rabbim Ninu, there's the Svara, the Din of Irani Dachas is when the Eidim said, Rover the city, worship of Avodah Zarah. So then, Kol Chadom of that, everybody says to himself, even though he says, I did not do a chet, but still he thinks, that maybe the Eidim are really telling the truth, and maybe Rover the city did do the chet, did worship Avodah Zarah. So Lokrazi, then even the Yechidim that did not worship, still they're in that chet, that the whole city is burnt, and therefore, everybody in the city is mafka that moment. Avlocha, by the shore over here, when two Eidim said that you live with the shore, did they tell you Milsa? The only reason why this shor is chayiv mis is because you lived with him. If so, who be yatsva made the yoda? The loy rova. Now in this case, the owner knows he did not live with the shor. And therefore, even though two Eidim said he did, for loy mafkele, he's not mafker his shor. But rather, the Torah of my Eidim is going to bother himself and go find another two Eidim to be Muslim, the first two Eidim. Because he knows he really did not live with the shor. So yet, like, it's a good for to say it's not hefka. But in the case of Irani Dachas, they are sent totally in the rave, so even the Yechidim are mafkarit. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rosh Lakish says, Hanoisein matan lechaveroi, if somebody gives a matan to his friend, the Yomra law, the person now receiving the present says, Iyef shabo, as if I don't want it. So locher is, kolomachsek bo zochabo. Whoever wants to come and take it, can take it. As if to say, the first owner is giving it away. But the new owner doesn't want to accept it. So it's like Hefka come out now. The new guy doesn't take it. So Mila says, Lushin, Kolomachsa, whoever wants to come and take it, could take it. Rashi learns, V'yomerle mekabo Kolomachsa bozocha, the Hefkri, the Chorot buys like Hefka. The main is a little bit like Hefka. So that's what Shaka says. So what's the question, why? Well, Maishna, why is it different? Behold, the Yoma Rabba Baravua. Omer Roshesh, Zimmer Roshesh. The Yamr the Sun says Omar Bavua, Omar Sheshis, that Mikabo Matona, somebody that receives the Matona. Shomar, he says, Liacha Shabos Matona Liyodoi. After he receives the Matona, then he speaks up and says, Matona Zuti Bottle, this Matona should be bottle, I don't want it. Muvatelis. Shmuvatelis says, Iyef Shabo is Dvor of Kayamim, the Dvor of Kayamim. As he's saying, like right now, it should be Muvatel now, or Iyef Shabo, Mashmiz be mafkid right now, the Borok Kayomim. Let's say he says, Betelehi, he says it's like a ready bottle already, or ain't a matona, it's not a matona from before, Loyomaklub, he doesn't say anything. So what's the difference? Which way he says it? So Rashi changed the gear, so Rashi says, Tiyochigasinen, Tivotol Mubuteles, Iyef Shabor, Loyomaklub. We have Loshna, the Borok Kayom, Rashi changed it around. So the person says, Tibotl, the matana should be botl, is the Yeshaliyam Aklum. Botlihi, ain't a matana dvarav kayomim. That's the way you should go. It's not the kasha. What does he say? Wakam, it says here dvarav kayomim. If he says what? Ain't a matana, I before he said, if he says the Yefshebor, so it's not for not to, So Rashi says, "Well, Helkis in love a shleichi, the time of course, chosim mishum the tibatum of a telitz yeshabo lahabo mashmash in the future. It shouldn't be good later, but vukak fakfibli here he accepted already. Lefikach lo yom aklum. Shem yeshalo ba'achoy, the ba'achoy will come and take it. So Rashi says, 'My whole likely here, there's no kashin rashlokish. So yom rashlokish from atonim atalpam the chibun the yosli yodei v'afkera have a hefka. That's good. Once it came at the end, you want to be masker it." I was there, here he was in Mafka, the Soda. Eli just says, any chepet spa. This wouldn't be a question. So Rashi learns the Gemara's Kashas from the Seifa. The guy says, Betaylehi, ain't a matona, it's not a good matona. He says, Lashon Dvorav Chayomim, to Lashova Mashra Mashram in the past. Vachi kom l'kshibaltiv, lav l'shem matona kibaltiv, for doyez banin kemedim dov, l'fik of Dvorav Chayomim. So why does it say before what? Here it says what Dvorah Kiyom we believe in, and we also say Mashman Dvorah is not Kiyom, we don't believe in. So Gemara answers, my lav Gemara says, my lav Dvorah Kiyom means to Hodri Lamora, that goes back to the first owner. As if to